Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Bharat Wire Ropes Limited Q3 and nine months FY 2024 earnings conference call, hosted by Ventura Securities Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need any assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star and then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I would now like to hand the conference over to Tushar from Ventura Securities Limited. Thank you, and over to you, Tushar.
Thank you, and good day, ladies and gentlemen. On the behalf of Ventura Securities Limited, I welcome you all to Bharat Wire Ropes Limited Q3 and nine months FY 2024 earnings conference call. The company is today represented by Mr. Murarilal Mittal, Managing Director, Mr. Mayank Mittal, Joint Managing Director, and Mr. Sushil Sharda, Director and Head of Finance. I would now like to hand over the call to the Managing Director of the company, Mr. Murarilal Mittal, for his opening remarks. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Tushar and Ventura Securities for hosting this call. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for joining us today on the earnings call for Q3, December 2023, for 2023-24. Bharat Wire Ropes Limited, today is one of the leading manufacturers of the specialty wire ropes, slings, wire strands, with over thousands of varieties of products and SKUs. Our products meet the functional need of various industrial applications such as general engineering, aviation, fishing, mining, elevators, cranes, material handling, and offshore oil explorations, port, shipping, et cetera. I would like to extend a warm welcome all of you as we gather here today to discuss our company's recent performance and results. These results reflect our dedications of our entire team, even in challenging market conditions. I would like to invite Mr. Sushil Sharda to share the financial highlights with you.
Good morning, everyone. Let me give you a brief about the financial highlights for Q3 and nine months of this financial year. In Q3, we witnessed consolidated revenue of 157 crore rupees, marking impressive growth of 9% year-on-year basis, which is slightly lower as compared to, of course, last quarter by 1.2%. Our EBITDA for the quarter stood at 44 crore rupees, with 19% growth year-on-year basis and 5% on quarter-on-quarter basis. The EBITDA margin for the quarter stood at 27.86%, showcasing an impressive growth of 243 basis points compared to the same period of last year, and 171 basis points on quarter-on-quarter basis. Net profit for Q3 stood at 26 crore rupees, a remarkable 39% year-on-year increase and 8% growth on quarter-on-quarter basis. For the nine months period for this current year, our consolidated revenue reached at 475 crore rupees, indicating 11% growth year-on-year basis. EBITDA for the period surged to approximately 127 crore rupees, demonstrating an impressive growth of 36% year-on-year basis, with EBITDA margin solidly positioned at 26.65%, with impressive growth of 485 basis points on year-on-year basis. Our net profit for nine-month period amounted to 75 crore rupees, marking 61% year-on-year increase, and PAT margin stood at 15.69%, with growth of 484 basis points on year-on-year basis. Now, I would like to invite our Joint Managing Director, Mr. Mayank Mittal, to share some of the operational highlights and strategic insights with you about the company.
Thank you, Sushil ji. Jai Shri Ram, and a very good morning to everyone. Ladies and gentlemen, I am pleased to highlight our operational achievements and the factors behind our Q3 or nine-month FY 2024 financial performance. we recorded a remarkable 10% year-on-year increase in sales volumes, a testament to our strong market presence and a high customer demand. Our EBITDA margin also witnessed significant improvement, surging from 25.4% in Q3 FY23 to an impressive 27.9% in Q3 FY24, almost a 250 basis point increase. This expansion can be attributed to our strategic efforts in reducing raw material, power and fuel costs. Notably, our power and fuel costs decreased from 10% of sales in Q3 to 7% in Q3 FY24. The notable enhancement in productivity can be attributed to a combination of key factors. Firstly, an increase in sales realization has emphasized the value and quality of our products. This, coupled with a surge in sales volume, shows a strong market presence and the demand for our offerings. Additionally, our steadfast focus on high-value added products has been a catalyst for our growth. This quarter also saw a reduction in interest-bearing borrowings. Furthermore, the accumulation of a strong credential track record has bolstered our reputation and trustworthiness in the market. In terms of our capacity utilization stands at around 60% for this quarter. Our order book position is secure, equivalent to 3 to 4 months of operation. We can now open the floor for the question and answer for the session. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. If you have a question, please press star and 1 on your telephone keypad and wait for your turn to ask the question. If you would like to withdraw your request, you may do so by pressing star and 1 again. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have any question, please press star and 1 on your telephone keypad. We will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. First question comes from Jatin Damania from Savan Investments. Please go ahead.
Good morning, sir, and thank you for the opportunity. So just wanted to understand that now when you said that your product mix has changed and which has supported the net realization, so can you highlight or give us what was the share of the overall product mix that we have gone through in the last 3-4 quarters?
Can you just repeat your question again?
One second. So just wanted to check that because our product mix has changed, our EBITDA margin has improved, and Mr. Mittal indicated that there was an increase in the net realization in the last quarter. So wanted to understand what was the share of the overall product mix in the entire basket.
So it would be in single digits. So a lot of the product remains the same, but we did focus some part of our order book into slings, which is again some high value items. But again, if you ask about the contribution, it would be in single digits.
And how it has moved over the last 3-4 quarters? Because we have seen a substantial improvement in the margin. If you look last 7-8 quarters from the, lower double digit to almost 20%+. So I just wanted to understand whether there is a change in the product.
Lower, we were in the lower single digits, now it's moving towards the higher single digits.
But can you quantify the number?
It would be difficult to quantify exactly, but it is going to be in single digits.
Okay. And so, it's a broad level question that since we are operating at 60% with a capacity of 66, we can maximum reach up to 80-85% utilization. So just wanted to understand, we assume that next year we ramp up our capacity to 80-85%. What is the broader roadmap for the company 3-4 years down the line?
So right now, the entire focus of the company is to maximize the utilization, which would be 80-85%. So that is the only thing that we are focused on right now. Once we run out of that thing, then probably we'll sit on the drawing board and think about either expanding our capacities further or adding a new product.
But by when can we expect the capacity to reach to 80-85%? Because if you assume the current run rate...
In the next 18 to 24 months.
In the next 18 to 24 months.
Yeah.
No, because in the last con call, there was an indication that company would be doing spending near about 30-35 crores by doing a debottlenecking and doing increasing some amount of the capacity.
Correct.
So what is the status of the same?
So we are under process, as we have mentioned in the last con call also. So we are focusing on debottlenecking our capacities, and that would result in this higher capacity utilization. So we are under process and we are on track of that.
So thank you. I'll come back in the queue.
Sure. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question comes from Ankur Kumar from Alpha Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Thank you for taking my question. Sir, in terms of volume growth, this 10%, is it like lower? Are we think this is a good number? Because earlier we were talking about 15 to 20% type volume growth. So any reason for reduction and what kind of expectation we have for the coming quarters and coming year?
I think we were focusing on 10 to 15% growth, and we are on track. I mean, if you look at last numbers quarter on quarter also, I mean, compared to last year, we are on 10% growth path. So this is a realistic number that I think we can achieve looking at the macro level outlook of the entire manufacturing sector and the market forces.
Got it, sir. And sir, on margin side, what is our trajectory? This quarter we have done quite well versus the last few quarters.
I think we'll be maintaining this as we have been doing over the last few quarters. So no significant jump or no significant reduction. So we'll be maintaining this.
Got it, sir. And sir, on the subsidy side, what is the amount for this quarter and nine months?
This quarter, the subsidy amount is 11 crore.
And how much is it pending, sir?
This subsidy disbursement is on the year-on-year basis. So up to March 23, we have already received subsidy of 46 crore rupees and 55 crore rupees is yet to be disbursed. And subsidy for the current year will be applied after completing the financial year.
Got it, sir. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you. Next question comes from Harsh Vasa from SBI Securities. Please go ahead.
Good morning, sir. Congratulations on a good set of numbers and thank you for the opportunity. Sir, I had a couple of questions. So first question was on the demand environment in domestic and international markets, like how is it panning out and what is the future in that? And second is, what will be our growth triggers to support our volume growth? That's it. Thank you.
So demand has been good. I think no complaints on both the domestic and international front, and we'll be maintaining that. And the growth triggers would be basically the infrastructure growth that is happening, and infrastructure growth that is happening. So yeah, these are the main things which will drive the growth.
So any particular sector you can comment on, do you see any good demand coming from the mining industry or something like that?
I think when we talk about domestic, so yes, growth is coming from all the sectors that we can think of, since I think macro level conditions in India is pretty strong. So we are seeing growth from almost all the sectors. And internationally also, we are trying to increase our footprint by giving a better value product to the global audiences.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Next question comes from Bala Subramanian from Aryan Capital Markets. Please go ahead.
Good morning, sir. Thank you so much for the opportunity. Sir, my first question regarding this volume 10,287 metric ton. Could you please share the breakup for the sector-wise, which are the sectors? Approximate breakup would be fine. Like any specific sectors, we are seeing more volume side.
So basically, our one product goes in multiple sectors, and majority of our business happens through distributors, wherein we don't know the end application. So sector-wise bifurcation is extremely difficult to give.
Okay, sir. Right now our current capacity utilization is 60%. We are focusing on 80 to 85% utilization. So, like, what are the growth strategies we have to achieve these utilizations because of the growth environment and all?
Yeah. So basically, the current strategy is to debottleneck the capacities, which will help us to utilize our machines better. So we are under process of debottlenecking, and it will take at least 18 to 24 months to achieve the maximum utilization.
Sir, in this debottlenecking, what is the capex for it, and what is the ROC?
25 to 30 crores is what we anticipate.
Okay, sir. Okay. Any ROC numbers or asset turn numbers for this
paper? I don't think we have calculated that ROC.
Okay, fine, sir. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have any question, please press star and 1 on your telephone keypad. Thank you. Next question comes from Dhananjay Bakrodia from Ask Investments. Please go ahead.
Hi, this is Dhananjay Bakrodia from ASL. So just understanding...
Sorry to interrupt you. Your voice is very low, sir. Could you please speak a bit louder?
One second. Hello?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, this is Dhananjay Bagrodia from ASK. Just a quick question regarding supply. Have you seen any noticeable supply reduction amongst our competition or any other region specifically?
So we have not actually gone through that. So I haven't seen or studied those things.
Okay. Because our numbers have been doing exceptionally well while the underlying industry hasn't been going so much. Is it because we have been able to keep getting market share because of our new products, or is the supply coming down? Just any color or something along those lines?
So basically our numbers reflect basically our two-pronged strategy. One is increase the global footprint and increasing our production capacity with addition of value-added products. So these are some of the factors which is, giving these kind of numbers.
Okay. No, fantastic. You all have done a great job. And any thoughts on capacity addition over the next few years?
Not right now. Our main focus is to utilize whatever capacities we have right now and reach up to 80-85% capacity utilization.
Okay, fine. Perfect. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question comes from Niharsha from Crown Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good evening. Good morning, sir. I have a small question on revenues. Like, we have seen a dip quarter on quarter, while in the quarter two call, we said that our H2 will be better. So are we in line for having a better H2?
So if you look at our numbers since last 3 years, every quarter on quarter, we have shown consistent growth. So we expect that H2 should be definitely in same growth lines, so compared to first H1.
So what can be a revenue like this year, like by March 24?
No, that absolute forecast, of course, in numbers we have not yet given. But we expect to maintain the growth what we have been achieving in last couple of quarters.
See, historically, December quarter is a blackout period in the European countries. So there is a slight downfall in the December quarter. But at the same time, the March quarter is always excellent. So we are very confident that company will be able to maintain the trend what is set earlier years, that first H2 quarter is always better than H1 quarter. And we are confident that yes, second quarter, the full year will be better than the, first H1.
Okay, and I didn't hear it clearly, but you said that the margins will be will be sustainable at this level, right? Maintaining the
cost. Margin, what Mr. Sushil just explained, that if you see last 3 years margin, the consistently increasing the margin under company operation, the way we are increasing capacity utilizations, margin also getting increased. Any further improvement in the capacity utilization will add the bottom line and also EBITDA level, because the fixed cost remains unchanged and while variable cost is around 55%. So 35 to 40% will be increased in the EBITDA percentage of incremental turnovers. So we are confident to maintain, not only maintain, but there will be improvement in the margin in the, going forward.
Okay, sir. That's all from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question comes from Ankit Gupta from Bamboo Capital. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity. First, completion of the debottlenecking, how much will the capacity expand?
You're not able to hear. Can you be a little louder?
So post completion of the the debottlenecking, how much will the capacity expand?
How much the capacity utilization? So it would be approximately 80%.
On a post completion of the debottlenecking.
Yes.
So how much will the capacity expand?
Capacity expand.
No, it will increase by 10%, 20%. How much will it increase?
See, there is only capacity enhancement. The capacity utilization will change. Right now we are around 60%. This will go up to 80%. So 20% capacity utilization will increase in the 18 to 24 months time. For that we are going to spend around the 30-35 crores rupees, in the whenever required for the balancing equipment.
Sure. And if you can talk about, how is the demand scenario in the export and domestic market? Exports, since you sell through distributors even in domestic market, but do you have any broad, view on the sectors which are driving demand for us?
See, the wire rope product is generally replacement market is almost 60%, and our products are being exported through almost 50-55 countries. So demand is coming from the entire global market, not particular segment only. So we are confident that the way this requirement is increasing, the way the war situation in other countries and that to build up the infrastructures, definitely the improvement will be there so far demand is concerned. And domestic also we are expecting good demand, the way government is going to increase the expenditure on infra developments in India. So we expect that this product will be in highly demand in the coming futures.
Okay. Thank you so much. I'll come back in.
Thank you. Next question comes from Vignesh Iyer from Sequin Investments. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. My first question is, I just wanted to understand if we say today put up a capex, right, on a brownfield capex, how much time would it, take for the capex to kick in? Is the general question of the English.
So it would take, close to 3 years.
It will take about minimum 2 years. To 2 to 3 years it will take to build this type of facility.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, you're talking about a brownfield capex, right?
No. Yeah, brownfield, yes, the equipment delivery for all key equipment delivery, of course we have not yet gone through that in detail, but generally the equipment delivery is about 18 months for these are critical equipment.
Yeah, 18 to 24 months is usually what they quote.
Okay. So when you said earlier that you will consider about the capex expansion once we reach the 85% utilization, why are we being conservative on the overall business? I mean, is there enough traction, going ahead, just to get an understanding? Because if we start our plans post 85% utilization, we might not see growth for a year or two.
Yes.
So I'm just trying to understand from that point of view.
Basically, the plans are on the drawing board and we will be finalizing a lot of the things in the coming few quarters and we'll let all the investors know about it. So we have plans to expand capacities and
probably enter new product lines. But nothing is concrete as of now. It's all on the drawing board.
Okay. Okay. And sir, is there a, you know, just to understand what would be the value add sales that would be part of your total sales, if you could quantify it percentage wise.
If we talk about quantity wise.
How much? Sorry?
Single digit.
Okay. Okay. And how much it can be, you know, increased from here? What is the upside potential for it?
Upside can be close to 20%. That is what our target is. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Right. Yeah, that's all from my side, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question comes from Kaushik Mogan from Ashika Institutional Equities. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. My question basically is on the, recently I saw some of the oil companies and marine companies putting up huge capex in their capacities. Sir, in our entire total revenue, how much our revenue concentrates for oil and gas and marine sector? And how are we gauging the demand for this specific sectors, sir?
So again, segmentation-wise, bifurcation is extremely complex, looking at the same product being used in multiple sectors. So a rope which we are selling to the marine application is going in the crane also. So again, that bifurcation is extremely complex and we don't have concrete numbers on that. But in terms of capacity enhancement, again, we are focused to utilize our machines better. And this will unlock a lot of additional capacities.
Got it. Sir, how are we gauging the demand for our product in the, which sector is actually occupying our demand, sir, most of our demand?
See, I think it's a well-rounded approach. I mean, we are seeing a lot of traction from almost all the sectors. There is no one sector which we are thinking this is going conservative, right, from engineering sector, infrastructure, marine sector, shipping sector, everywhere there is growth. So I think we are bullish on the all-round approach of the business.
Okay. And sir, in this year, one financial number question I have. What would be our interest cost for the full year, sir? Any number you can throw?
See, the interest cost for 9 months is approximately 11 crore.
11.1. Yes.
Yeah, 11.15 crore. So in the current quarter, the cost is about 3 crore 43 lakh. With the borrowing continuously coming down, we hope that, you know, it will lower trend will continue.
Okay. So it's fair to assume that total full year interest cost would be somewhere around 15 crore?
Yeah. Less than 15 crore.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Next question comes from Ayush Agarwal from Maple Value Investing Fund. Please go ahead.
Good morning, sir. I hope I'm audible.
Hello, sir. Sir, could you please speak louder, sir?
Am I audible?
Yes, sir. Please.
Not fully. Please speak loudly.
Sir, is this better?
Yeah, go on.
Yeah. Okay. Sir, my first question is that in the last 4 quarters, we have been doing 160 odd crores of revenue. And like you have been mentioning that we have been trying to de-bottleneck and, you know, increase our capacity. Sir, are we also, you know, seeing peak demand in our products right now? Because we haven't been able to grow like volume-wise a lot in the last 4 quarters. So any thoughts on that will be helpful.
I think we have demonstrated almost 10% growth in our volumes continuously on year-on-year basis if you look at. So whatever, in fact, we have been talking about, we have achieved.
Sir, I'm talking only about the last 4 quarters. Since March 23, we have been doing 160 odd crores of revenue.
Yeah.
And, yes. So there in the last, you know, 3-4 quarters, we have not seen much volume growth. So are we facing any demand side issue also where we are seeing peak demand and this is what we can cater to currently?
See, the another reason is this last 3-4 quarters, the prices is going down, steel prices as well as product prices. So quantity is there is improvement, but the absolute numbers are almost around 160 crores only, because we have to pass on the benefit of the steel and zinc prices, which has gone down by almost 20% as compared to last year's, which reflects in the top line. So the selling price also proportionally change. So although there is volume growth, but at the same time, the absolute numbers almost 160 crores. And if the steel price goes up, may say, let us say 20-25%, this volume, absolute numbers will change drastically in the next years.
Understood. Sir, if you can help us understand what will lead to, you know, volume growth going ahead, like, will it be new geographies? Will it be new or, you know, additional distributors, or what are we doing to drive this 10-15% volume growth that you are saying will happen, you know, in the next one, two years?
So basically, you have pointed out correctly, we are focusing on increasing our global footprint. So we are targeting new countries which we have never supplied before. We are trying to develop new products which will increase the product line. So these and also add some good distributors again which were not in our customer list. So these three things we are focusing on to increase you know, our sales volume.
Understood. And sir, you know, given that we are one of the top exporting you know, wire companies from India, and India is seeing significant advantage over other countries. Any plans to, you know, do, I mean, of course, you are doing debottlenecking and expanding volume by 15-20%. But apart from that, are you seeing any, you know, significant opportunity to expand aggressively where we can cater to larger markets, and even if margins are not high, we want to go into those products?
So from a global perspective, yes, I think there is a huge opportunity and we are trying to exploit it. Wire rope is basically a very conservative product from a sales perspective. I mean, people don't go with new brands easily. So once, as we are establishing our track records, I think this market will open up further. And this will help us again to, you know, establish ourselves strongly in the global countries.
And sir, why are we being conservative? I mean, what are our, you know, efforts to bring in new customers, since it's very difficult to break in new customers, like you mentioned?
Continuously adding. So basically, we are continuously adding new customers and new products. So I think we are on the right track, and that gets reflected in our numbers also, if you see. So I think this is a good set of numbers that we are giving out.
Apart from this, we are also participating in the global exhibitions in the USA and Germany and the countries wherever is possible, and that is giving us boost up to get additional customers and dealers network. 2 months back, we participated in USA also. In April, we are participating in the Germany, which is one of the largest exhibition of the, you know, rope and rope related products. So we regularly participate and get the new customers in our footage.
Understood, sir. So that's all from my side, and thank you for answering.
Thank you. Next question comes from Gagandeep from Invest Analyticals Advisors LLP. Please go ahead.
Good morning, sir. So my question is, what is the current order book do we have in our hand?
Order book is approximately 2 to 3 months, which would be in the range of 150 crores. Oh, 150 crores.
Yeah, more than 150.
Yeah.
Thank you. Next question comes from Laksh Agarwal from QE Securities LLP. Please go ahead.
Hello, good morning, sir. Congratulations on a good set of numbers. I just have a couple of questions, sir. So this is regarding the Ram Mandir inauguration right now in Ayodhya. So I'm guessing there's going to be a lot of tourism over the next couple of years. So are there any government tenders that you will be bidding for, or are you planning to invest further there? Is there any such thing happening?
So basically, yes, in India, I think there's a lot of noise around the infrastructure, and I think Mr. Gadkari has announced significant investment in ropeways, which will be covering most of our shrines and, you know, mountainous areas. So we are trying to, again, build up our capacity catering to that segment also. And,
okay, so,
yeah.
Right, so you'll be bidding for government tenders, I'm guessing.
Yes.
So who are
yes.
you in competition with, if I can ask?
So there are, I think, some local players as well as some global players.
The local and global players also, and see, government is very focused on the expenditure. In fact, today we are participating in the exhibition in Delhi, and I got a call from my CEO that Mr. Gadkari came to our stall and he was very impressed with the product range and the quality parameters and the way we are manufacturing and exporting. He was very, very positive. So definitely we will have the chance to build the, all the big projects in India also.
Okay. Okay, understood, sir. Thank you so much. I just have one more question, sir. So this is regarding the reduction in your fuel and power costs. So just to understand, how exactly is it reducing? I mean, you aren't making any new investments of late. So have you installed some solar panels or some other renewable source of energy to reduce this?
There are two major factors. One is the LNG prices is crashed almost by 30 to 40% during last 1 year. 1 year back, the prices were very high, about 100 rupees. Now prices are around 70 rupees. So there's a major reduction in the LNG prices. Some contribution we get from the solar also. We are getting the cheaper energy from solar.
Okay, got it. Thank you so much, sir. Thank you. That's all for me. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Next question comes from Bijal Shah from RTL Investments. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Sir, I'm new to the company. Two questions. First is, if I see your profit numbers, I mean your EBITDA margin were more like 8 to 12% till FY21, and in FY22 it went to 15%, and then FY23 27%. So could you explain what is the reason for such a sharp jump in EBITDA margin?
Let me give you, basically this is one of the most important question is being asked repetitively about our numbers. So these numbers we have achieved by putting lot of efforts in last couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
So in last 4 or 5 years we have been aggressively marketing, creating our credentials, building track record with our customers, and rope is a very customized product. So customized product gives you more value in terms of realization and profitability. We are improving our product mix with higher value added items. Our plant efficiency is continuously increasing year on year. And organization is also getting experience in terms of productivity, in terms of market penetration, in terms of cost control. And during last 2-3 years, the profitability whatever we are earning is being invested into operations, giving us more and more liquidity in system. So that also helps us to negotiate better terms for all of our suppliers. And in this business, one, we have to very clearly understand that the investment in plant and machinery and the project is very high and the turnover is comparatively low. So it gives low asset turnover ratio. So in low asset turnover ratio with high investment, the EBITDA has to be high if the company wants to sustain, and that EBITDA can be achieved only by creating lot of track record and you know, credentials. And if you look at our numbers, which this sustainability question is a repetitive question which we have been answering. See, these sustainability numbers are not in 1 quarter or 2 quarter. These numbers, if you analyze in last 4 years, we were operating at 13% EBITDA in 2021, which has improved to 15% in 21-22, and further to 24% in 22-23, and now currently we are operating at 27% in 23-24, 9 months. So that, I think, gives a full brief and full, justification for the numbers which we are achieving.
Okay, got it. And the second question, so if you can give an idea of what kind of subsidy benefit you get, and at what proportion of, in FY23, what was the subsidy we received as percentage of total revenues which we have?
See, in last year, the subsidy is about 7 to 8% of our turnover, generally is the amount on year-on-year basis and quarter-on-quarter basis we are getting.
Mm-hmm. So once ₹435 crore of subsidy is received, will the subsidy amount stop and will it impact our margin?
Yeah, the subsidy will definitely stop after completing that subsidy period, and then by that time we hope that our consistent growth will offset that subsidy reduction on account of subsidy when the subsidy stops.
Okay. And sir, by when? So what is the already amount which has been utilized out of 435?
It is up to October 25. We are eligible for subsidy, and thereafter, unless extended, the subsidy will stop.
Okay, sir. And one last question: from a 3 to 5 year perspective, what kind of revenue growth we can expect from the company? Not maybe every quarter, but over long.
I think we have not given clear forecast for next 4 or 5 years. Based on our consistent growth, I think you all analysts can evaluate better than anybody else can.
No, analysts cannot, because it's a very specific industry and difficult to get data, and your effort also. So but just if you can give a ballpark idea that what kind of growth is possible, not as a guidance, but just in kind of an idea that, okay, this is the
not really. These type of forecasts and numbers, without disclosing publicly and to stock exchange, it will not be appropriate to, explain that way.
Yeah, no, thank you very much, and all the best, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have any question, please press star and 1 on your telephone keypad. Next question comes from Alisha Mavla from Envision Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Good morning. Thank you for the opportunity. Just two questions. One, earlier we stated that we targeted 45,000 tons of volume for FY24. Are we on track to do that? Because we've done about 31,000 till in 9 months.
Yeah, I think we hope to achieve those set of numbers which we said. So I think we must be on track.
We're already at 60% utilization when we're doing a quarterly run rate of about 11,000 odd tons, which currently is peak till the debottlenecking kicks in. So can we do 13,000 plus kind of quarterly volumes before that to achieve this 45,000 target?
We are hoping, and we are putting our best foot forward. So I hope that we should be able to do it.
So, and just last question, you mentioned earlier, but I missed it. The debottlenecking course, we're doing 20-25 crores of capex. But when do we expect this to be completed?
18 to 24 months.
Okay. So till then, we would be more or less with the similar kind of capacity of 40-45,000.
Yeah, we are expecting growth of 10 to 15% as we have mentioned. So yes, in the process, we are under process of that. And this will, you will see in the set of numbers as we go forward.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Next question comes from Amit Kumar from Determined Investments. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Gentlemen, just one point, with respect to your exports, with the kind of, challenges in the Red Sea freight route that we are, seeing, and, North America, Europe, Middle East, all of these are, important markets for you. So what sort of impact are you seeing, and what should we you know, expect in, you know, fourth quarter in terms of, you know, your exports business? And also just one sort of bookkeeping question, in the 9 months of the year, what kind of share of exports are there in your revenues?
This number one, that recent problems in the shipping is not for the India, it is for the entire globe. And every customer understands these are the force major issues. So customers are ready to pay additional freight costs to the suppliers. Initially, December, yes, there were some hiccups because of the Iranian, but now most of the customers are sharing the additional cost to be incurred for the shipping. And a few customers, we have the FOB contracts, so we don't affect any shipping increase in the recent, recent problems. And we hope that this situation will be improved in the next 30 to 45 days time. So effect might be negligible. At same time, customers is ready to bear this cost because it's a global scenario, not for India. Number one. Number two, last 1 year, it was stable. Almost, last 6 to 8 months, price was stable, shipping cost. And our products are being exported almost 80-85% to these countries.
No, how much is exports as a share of your overall revenues is what I was asking.
Yeah. See, we are supplying to dealers and our products are being used to various countries almost 80% of their total
revenue. Sorry, 80% of your revenue is exports, is that what you are saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so you are then basically saying that no impact on revenue or margins, as far as fourth quarter is concerned, you'll in terms of the excess freight cost, the customers are willing to bear that.
I told just that additional freight cost will be borne by the customers, not to the company. Because customers also know that situation.
So that's what I'm saying. So essentially no impact on your revenue and margin as far as fourth quarter is concerned.
Yeah, what is the margin remains unchanged. There is no problem at all. The shipping cost will be borne by customers.
Thank you. That's it for mine.
Thank you. Next question comes from Chinmay Nima from Prescient Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for taking my question. Am I audible?
Yeah.
Yeah, sir, I just wanted to understand our value-added segment a little better. A couple of questions there. So, could you elaborate which all products are classified as value-added? Firstly. Secondly, what is our ability in retaining margins and fluctuations in raw material costs in these products compared to our regular, more commoditized products? And given that at present, the share of such products is only in single digits. So, going ahead, what are the challenges in expanding this portion of the business and where do you see it going in a couple of years, 5-6 years?
Yeah. So, like special products can be classified as per certain construction of the wire ropes, which can be non-rotating ropes, 35x7, 35x7 compacted, then swaged ropes, plasticated ropes, lock coil ropes. So these are classified as special ropes. Now, the raw material is as per the GP rope, so the contribution would be, of the total rope, it would be less than 30%, because the average selling price of these ropes can vary from 150 rupees to 250 rupees. Then what we are doing is basically again trying to establish credentials, because in these kind of ropes we are competing with global giants and people with track record of more than 50 years, 70 years, 100 years. So to compete with them we need track record, and that's what we are trying to establish by giving our ropes for trials, understanding the this performance, and then again tweaking the ropes to meet those stringent criteria. So these are the few things that we are doing to establish ourselves, and our focus is that of the total revenue, at least 20% should come from special ropes, which will take a couple of years for us to establish.
Understood, sir. And is this business I mean, do you plan on driving this business to distributors itself? So, because what we understand from other players that they interact directly with the clients.
So basically our model is that we usually go through the distribution route with distributors in various countries. So we hope to do the same.
Got it. Thank you. That's
yeah.
Much.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. There are no further questions. Now I hand over the floor to management for closing comments.
Thank you all for participating in the earning calls. I hope we have been able to answer all questions to the satisfaction of all the investors. If you have any further questions or would like to know more about the company, please reach out to our IR managers at Valorem Advisors. Thank you. Have a good day.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, this concludes your conference for today. Thank you for your participation and for using Door Sabha's conference call service. You may disconnect your lines now. Thank you and have a good day.